This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. At the height of August heat, a massive power outage has hit much of the East. It hit cities including Detroit and Cleveland, in Canada, Toronto and Ottawa, and in the eastern U.S., New York City, Buffalo, New York, and parts of Connecticut and New Jersey, among others. The outage began shortly after 4 p.m. Eastern Time. There's no sign of terrorism as a cause, according to authorities. Rather, the power grid has likely been destabilized by an outage at a single plant. At this hour, New York Governor George Pataki is scheduled to give a news conference. He's declared a state of emergency in New York. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us now from our New York bureau in Midtown Manhattan. Jim, you've been out on the streets. What have you been seeing and what have you been hearing?
Well, a lot of people, a lot of confusion, people walking around. This happened right before rush hour, a little before 4 o'clock. So as you can imagine, a lot of people were getting ready to go home and they were stranded. There are no trains. There are no subways. So people are just kind of walking around trying to figure out what to do, how to get it. You know, if you live in Manhattan, you're okay. But if a lot of people, of course, live in the boroughs and in New Jersey, Connecticut, and they're just kind of walking around trying to use their cell phones, trying to call people, trying to figure out what to do.
And does anybody seem to have come up with a good solution other than walk?
No, the buses are running though, which is good. Although they're very, very crowded, a lot of people trying to, you know, they'll pull up to the corner and a lot of people will get on. It's a pretty confusing scene outside. I mean, there are no traffic lights, so there are actually police officers, you know, directing traffic, which is something you don't usually see in New York. But it's just everybody's trying to make do the best you can. I have to say, people are sort of taking it in stride. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say people are enjoying it, but they're sort of. You know, this is New York. I think people are used to adapting.
Having to take it in stride quite literally at this point. Cell phones are down. It sounds like people are having a hard time communicating.
Yeah, sometimes you can get through on a cell phone, but for the most part, no. And there are a lot of people walking around trying to use them. The funny thing is, you know, nobody uses payphones anymore because everybody has cell phones. But now there are lines in front of every payphone, people trying to get out, because that's the one way you can communicate. But it's a pretty chaotic scene. I was in Grand Central Station. A lot of people were, of course, on the subway. They were trapped. We kind of stood outside, and a lot of people were kind of stumbling out. They had to walk along the tracks out from down, you know, down on the subway platform. They had to walk upstairs. There were a few citizens just with flashlights trying to direct them. I wouldn't say people were scared, but it certainly was a confusing time.
It certainly seems like a time that will be trying New York's patience at the very least.
Yeah, and it does remind you a little bit of 9/11 because mm-hmm. I remember, when the subways are out after 9/11 and you couldn't get anywhere really, and you just saw like masses of people walking in lines up the street, and that's, you know, I've talked to several people who made that observation today. It does kind of feel in a way like 9/11.
Jim, New York City's Mayor Michael Bloomberg earlier said that power was starting to come back on in parts of the city. Have you seen any signs of that?
No, I haven't. Not so far, and None. I'm waiting for it. But here in Midtown, I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay, thanks very much. NPR's Jim Zaroli at our New York Bureau in Manhattan.